So imagine the late Pete Seeger, rest his soul, had decided at some point in his life to move to Bulgaria. He is, of course, a folk music icon here in his home country, but over there, probably just a musical curiosity to most people. Then imagine in this hypothetical scenario that our transplanted American folk legend becomes the band leader of half a dozen or so Bulgarian singers. Pete teaches them everything he knows about American folk music. They practice all the time. And then eventually Pete brings this group back home to the U.S. They tour our country. They perform all the big folk festivals. And lo and behold, this visiting Bulgarian band sounds completely, authentically American, even though none of them can even speak English beyond the lyrics of the songs they sing. Now imagine the photo negative of this scenario. Instead of an American folk legend named Pete Seeger, imagine a Bulgarian folk legend named Tatiana Sarbinska.
I am Tatiana Sarbinska. I am originally from Bulgaria, and I moved to the United States permanently in 1991. Makedonsko devojče, itka šarena, pogradinka niknala, dar podarena. Dali ima na ovoj beli svet, moju bavolo devojče, od Makedonsko. You know, I remember I was 8 years old. My first performance was actually near the river where I grew up, and there was a big celebration. It was dark with fire around, and they asked me to sing song, and then after that they start to hug me and bring me in their hands, and the people actually were very happy, lifting me up, kissing me, and since that time I never stopped singing on the stages. And I remember my mom and several other ladies early in the morning, they were going up the hill and start to sing that beautiful sound of that dissonance, which was so powerful, waking up all the neighbors and the other side in the mountain. On the other side, they start to sing and just kind of back and forth, question and answer. It was so strong and so powerful. That's what I'm trying to explain to all my students, and they feel that. Rano mi je mori srce ogrejalo, još porano mori roca jo padala mori od momino cveke, od momino cveke I od nevestino.
I'm Diane Weinroth.
Carlendra Frank.
Courtney Dinas Jones.
Sarah Allard.
Ellen Zerbrig.
I'm Heather Livingston.
Mila se vdonis poleto široko.
Tanya's amazing that she, as you can see, she demands perfection, but she's also very willing to work with imperfect pupils and just keep telling you, you know, keep working with me and your voice will improve, and it does improve amazingly.
Bulgarian style is very open, and as Tatiana always says, up and to the back, up and to the back, and that's the right place where you don't involve your throat at all and the music just soars out of you if you are singing in the right place.
Every rehearsal, even if we're all tired from work or whatever's been going on, Tanya always encourages us to leave it at the door, and just, she brings this amazing energy.
Tatiana's expertise in the music, in the culture, and in the traditions of Bulgaria is really unmatched, and she conveys it all to us. It isn't just a matter of learning the music and learning the melody and the harmony and the the rhythms. It's really understanding the themes and understanding the cultural heritage behind the songs. And it really enriches the experience enormously.
You know, sometimes Tanya will tell us stories about, we'll be singing a song, we'll be learning it, and then she'll say, and the women used to, they'd be singing on one mountain, and then these ones were calling back on the other, and these melodies are kind of fighting, and it's really fun to be able to imagine that while you're singing.
Your radio listeners, of course, can't see Tanya, but she is very petite, and she is always dressed in the latest fashion and just absolutely very spiffy, which is not what one expects from the folk music crowd, to be quite honest. And then she opens her mouth, and this amazing sound comes out, and you're like, whoa.
They love to work with me because I make them understand the music, to feel it, because without feeling, without soul, you cannot sing without soul.
Oi tune 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 ban tune tune ban chele mia sam konya kara izona estana izbuni magrala stefan te bedi dio enni e pagni e
Well, what drew me to it was that it was very other.
Bulgarian sound in particular is a very full, very soulful sound. I think it's like American gospel music.
When we first hear it, it might be a little bit shocking.
The piercing, the seconds which create that dissonance.
But after you really let yourself just kind of sink down and listen and let it flow through you, it's so powerful and the harmonies are so beautiful when they lock in.
The notes are very, very close together, so it's very hard to get a pure sound and to hear that discordant sound. But it's very, very rewarding in the end because it's really quite extraordinary music.
We were 500 years under the Ottoman Empire, and our, you know, great parents, they didn't have a chance to go to school. Their school was actually getting together, creating music. It was oral, you know, traditions, passing generation after generation, and everybody added something and make everything beautiful.
There is something about this music that makes me feel that I am tapping into something very, very ancient.
When you get those dissonances right, when you nail them, you literally can feel them in your teeth. You literally can feel the resonance throughout your head, throughout your whole body. And you can just feel that same resonance just hitting throughout the entire space that you're in. It is just a remarkably amazing feeling.
It's an adrenaline rush, you know, you're pushing yourself to the limit.
And when the voices blend and we sound, as Tatiana says, as one, that sense of unity out of many is inspirational.
The camaraderie of the other choir members is a large part of it for me. I really, you know, love them, and it's really fun to be able to sing with them.
I've had performances where I feel like I'm inside the sound, and the audience is inside the sound with us. And in fact, the sound is surrounding all of us. And it's kind of a musical embrace. It's beautiful.
From WYPR in Baltimore, this is The Signal. I'm Aaron Henkin. Traditional Bulgarian folk music sung here by a choir of American women. They're students of Bulgarian folk icon Tatiana Sarbinska. Tatiana decided to call her group Orfea. Orfea Vocal Ensemble, Orfea, a name to honor the mythical Orpheus, who's said to come from the mountains of southern Bulgaria. Orpheus, the one who played such sweet, sorrowful music when he discovered his wife had died. The nymphs and gods were moved, and they showed him how to follow her into the underworld. Hades himself was touched when he heard Orpheus's music. So the lord of the underworld unhanded the musician's wife. He said, Orpheus, Eurydice, your wife, will follow you back to the world of light on one condition. You can't turn around to look at her until you get there. Orpheus agreed, and he stared straight ahead until they were almost back to safety. But human impulse got the best of him in the end. He turned around too soon, and he saw his wife disappear into mist, gone this time forever. Tatiana Sarbinska has taken her American Singers Orfea Vocal Ensemble back to her home country of Bulgaria. They toured all over the country singing ancient Bulgarian music to audiences who grew up listening to it, whose parents grew up listening to it, and grandparents, generations back. And the singing group even went together to the cave where Orpheus turned around that fateful moment and saw his wife disappear forever.
Last summer, we went to the cave where he was climbing with her. He lost her not just because he loves her. He was impatient to see her because he loved her deeply. And after that, he sang even more deeply because he lost her forever. And that cave is just incredible. It's scary, it's beautiful, it's powerful, and incredible.
What really struck me, I think, was the genuine feeling of appreciation from Bulgarians that we were singing their traditional music. There was a real genuine appreciation, and in fact, it was quite moving to some of the older people in the village who, you know, would see these young Americans learning these traditions and passing on these traditions.
I had the opportunity to visit the Pirin Mountains, which is where Tatiana is from, and they are magnificent, and I was able to sing there, and it was truly a transcendent experience standing on top of the mountain and singing ancient, ancient songs that women have been singing for millennia.
There was a time in Bulgaria where there was a rule, for whatever reason, that the Turks wouldn't allow churches to be built any higher than a man on a horse. So there are many churches, old, old churches in Bulgaria, that are half dug into the ground. And they're very small because these would be for a village, and so they wouldn't be much smaller than the 10 by 10 recording studio that we're sitting in now. But they're stone, and they have the most amazing acoustics to them. We walked in, and there were all the ladies ranging in age from 20 to 80 in their costumes, in their traditional costumes, with bread for us and herbs for us and all of this. And then we kind of squashed into this little church, and we sang Oče naš, which is Our Father in Bulgarian. And I am not myself a religious person, but the spirituality that existed in that room and among that community and with that sense of communion is something that I will never forget.
You have no idea how beautiful how I feel when I'm bringing them there. I'm so proud. They can see my roots. They can see my people. This is a bunch of incredible Americans who has such souls, who has such a beauty. I mean, they can feel me. They can feel my music. I don't feel I am a foreigner. In a lot of places, I do feel I am foreigner, you know, but with my girls, I feel I'm home.
Tatiana Sarbinska is the founder and director of Orfea Vocal Ensemble, a choir of American women that sings traditional Bulgarian music. Orfea will be in town here in Baltimore next weekend for a special vocal showcase at the Creative Alliance's Patterson Theater, 3134 Eastern Avenue. The show happens at 8 o'clock Friday night, March 7th, and you can find out more about Orfea online at orfea.org. That's O-R-F-E-I-A.org. For The Signal, I'm Aaron Hinken.